Blog Talk Radio.
Friday, we get together at 12 noon and give you free reading, so call in early, man. The earliest you can call in is 15 minutes to 12, so at 11:45 a.m. East Coast time is the perfect time to chime in and see if you're one of those lucky few who can get in. If you can't get in, just simply visit the website, myastrologycoach.com, and click on the membership tab, or you can just go straight to consultations if you need us on the private one-on-one session. All right. Sometimes the it's really warranted and whatnot. Maybe a situation that just really requires more of a private approach versus right here on the radio. So again, just visit the website myastrologycoach.com and click on either the membership tab, or you can go over to the consultation tab where you see the double dose. All right. Visit the website. And hit the events tab because we have the Winter Solstice Fire Puja firing up this weekend. So tomorrow is actually the Winter Solstice itself when the sun moves into the Tropic of Capricorn and officially the first day of winter. This is when the sun reaches its lowest peak far as sunlight goes in the northern hemisphere. So it's a very, very important celestial day where a lot of indigenous people throughout the world will be celebrating this magnificent portal day. We've decided to put together a fire ceremony where we can actively get together and concentrate on this particular day and pass our goal into the particular portal, right? So it's going to be a phenomenal time, man. You got to understand how to use this energy. We'll be on a location where it's a magnetic field, and if you break out a compass, there's a tremendous influx of energy that's right there that you can't even get an accurate reading at that particular place because of the influx of energy. And Serpent Mountain is one of the places. In fact, I did a YouTube video on it. And if you just go to Ample Astrology on YouTube and type in Operation Magnetic Field with my name next to it, you will actually see the compass going haywire and it can't get it because it literally says a nearby magnetic field is detected. The point is you go to this place, cast your thoughts into the portal off a magnetic anomaly. At the same time, this is on the physical plane, but at the same time in the sky, the sun is going through its going through a constellation, which and it's at its what we call lowest declination in the sky. So there's a celestial portal taking place along with a physical portal taking place. All right. So visit the website myastrologycoach.com. Click on the events tab, and you will see that there. The winter solstice fire puja, which today is the last day that you can enroll and sign up, and also starting on New Year's Day. New Year's Day, we are embarking on a seven-week journey where I'm going to teach the inner dynamics of what is known as the Annabelle Core, also known as the Miracle Prayer, all right? And the Miracle Prayer is just a phenomenal prayer that deals with 42 names that you call upon in a certain sequence to help you rid negativity from your life, to help you become more clairvoyant, to help you tap into what we call unconventional love from the Creator, to show you how to lock all negative thoughts out of your mind, and also show you how to gain what we call endurance to overcome difficult times. All right, so the prayer is a phenomenal prayer that was originally introduced in Aramaic and in the Hebrew. So you do not have to know the Hebrew. The prayer is spelled out for you, but it's a phenomenal, phenomenal course. In fact, I'm going to put a new picture up from one of my favorite students. When she took a picture of her husband shoveling in the snow, and you see this gigantic, big old light beam that's taking place just right behind them. And it's these beams of light. So anytime you get an email from me or you ever hear me on radio talking about divine luminous beings, I'm not saying that as a cliche term. I'm really saying that, like, yo, there are physical beings that exist in pure D light form, and they show up. And the way that you get them to show up in your life is you have to take steps towards them by envisioning the light and constantly being studious in your prayer that's directed towards the light. So the reason why this prayer can help people heal, the reason why this prayer can do all these miraculous things is because the prayer is composed of light itself, all right? So the first of the year is a portal in itself because of around January the 3rd, the earth is at the closest point to the sun, all right? So this is a portal in itself, and the star Sirius, which is really a sun, rises at midnight your time on the meridian. So this whole Sirius system has everything to do with why the United States New Year is on January the 1st. Very important. If it wasn't that, then it should be July 1st, which is Canada Day, because at that particular point, the sun and Sirius are rising together in the sky. You see what I'm saying? So, therefore, these are tremendous, powerful days. And we're going to start the year off, I'm personally saying, those who enrolled so far, the challenge is to start the year off embracing the power and the light of the Creator. All right? So go to the events tab or go to learn. You can go to the learn tab. You can go to the storefront tab and click on classes. It's there. It's a seven-week journey. And we just going to really have fun and embrace the power of the Creator. So with that, I give it to my co-host, Sister Keisha, and we get ready to get the show started.
Again, thanks, everybody. I always say the same thing because it's really important. Y'all have to know that your support is the reason why we're here. It's the reason why we do what we do. So I'm going to always say it every time I get a chance. I'm going to thank you guys, you know, for your support, because you are our ground. You're our foundation. Make for sure you go to myastrologycoach.com. Get on the mailing list, if not anything else, because the mailing list is going to keep you abreast as to everything that we have going on, all of our different radio shows, as well as different online presentations, everything. You'll be the first to know. So that's just right there on the front page. It's free. You're just signing up on a mailing list. And then, of course, are here to advertise the Astro Tarot Network, and that is a network that Ampu and I provide many of services on a monthly basis for not even a fraction of the cost of even one consultation with one of us. It's an amazing deal. So that's www.myastrologycoach.com. You want to click on the Astro Tarot Network tab and sign up. You can't lose. And with that, I'm ready. I'm pulled when you're ready.
Okay. All right. What do we got here? 67251. What's happening, Naima?
Hey, this is Apple. Good morning, Keisha. Apple, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Today I have a question about my love life. Like, as I'm with someone right now, and, like, I feel really good about them, but, you know, I've been wrong before, so I just like to get some insight into what's going on.
Okay. Is it a question in general, or is there a specific person that you're involved with that you have in mind?
Specific person.
Okay, so tell me that person's name, Naima.
Eric.
Okay. All right. Give me just one moment. Let's see what I can see. Okay, so there's been a lot of reminiscing going on between you two. And when I say that, it's like one of you guys just kind of remembering the past and how things used to be. Now, the problem with Eric is fear, plain as that. And see, there's a lot of opposition and delay in some of the things that you want in the relationship, some of the things you expect him to do. But the opposition and the delay in the things that he is supposed to be doing is based on a fear that he has inside. With you, you are represented, you represent the relationship with the Ace of Cups. So that means that he is your true heart. You know, it's abundance, it's love, like you really, you know, you really love him. But let me tell you this, the nature of your issues together being the Knight of Swords, what that means is it does not matter how old he is not necessarily ready to settle down, so to say, and be in a relationship. Well, you know what, I don't want to say settle down and be in a relationship. Let me take that back. A Knight of Swords is a type of person that is not ready to settle down with anything in life. They still kind of out there living life like a warrior type of spirit. They're not ready to sit down for anything. It's like they can't sit down, and it doesn't matter the age. They're just not at that point in their life. So I don't really want to just say a relationship, you know, is the issue. It's just him. He still has that warrior spirit. So it's going to be with anything, you know. He's just kind of still not yet ready to be settled. Now, the obstacle that you guys would need to overcome is another male. So there's some other man that's more mature that may be looking in on the situation or the relationship and just might not be in favor of you guys trying to work it out. And Spirit is saying to be careful, because the lessons and signs to watch for is the fact that the relationship could begin to fall below expectations. Okay, he totally has his guard up on the inside. He might not admit it, but he got his guard up. He does not want to be hurt. Whereas you put so much effort and so much time into the relationship that it is physically, emotionally, and spiritually exhausting. You know what I mean? It just like it's vamping you dry to the point where rest and recuperation isn't even the word. Like you're really going to have to find yourself taking some time out to regain energy, just to shut things down and to focus on you. It's going to happen at one particular point or another. See, what challenges the relationship is the hangman. So that simply means that it's like right now where you are, you can't move forward the way that you would like to until certain things take place first. So it's kind of like just sitting there in limbo, just stuck in one place and not being able to make the moves you want to make at this particular time. And it's like a sacrifice. It's almost like, you know, a sacrificial type of period, just waiting for certain things to take place first. And that is a big deal. I tell my clients all the time, Naima, that relationships are all about timing. You see what I'm saying? Just because he has that warrior spirit, that warrior heart right now, and he's not ready to settle down within himself, doesn't mean he's always going to be like that. That just means that there are certain things in his life that probably need to take place first before he finds himself in the position where he's able to do it. I do see some sort of new instructions or new relations coming. So somebody is going to get an offer of something positive in their life to do. Like it could be new work endeavor or something like that. You know what I mean? Just something new that comes into your life that's positive. And it's going to bring about the energy of feeling as though you want to congratulate yourself or celebrate for this particular accomplishment. Spirit is also saying that one of you, and I'm not going to say one of you guys because I feel like the energy is coming from him. So Spirit is saying that he is juggling two things right now. And when I say that, it's like, okay, should I sit down and put my 100% in this relationship? Oh, no, I'm not ready. Well, yeah, I am. It's just like kind of juggling them and having a choice between two decisions is kind of where he is right now. And I also pick up on somebody around you guys traveling, like some sort of travel type of energy as well. So, I mean, the bottom line, I mean, it's not all bad, love. It's just that, you know, you got to give this man needs a little bit more time to find his place within himself, and then he'll be ready to kind of sit down, you know, if it's not too late, and be the way that you want him to be in the relationship that you want with him.
Oh, wow. That is very accurate. Yeah, that's pretty much it, because he's not, you know, like, he's at the hip. It's like he says until, like, he gets into the place that he wants to be in life, he won't ready to be like in a fully committed relationship.
Exactly. Yeah.
And like I understand that, and like I sort of like the same way. I'm not going to push, so I guess, you know, I'll be patient.
Right. But I'm going to tell you this. I mean, I know that he is your true heart and that you love him, but there are people in my life that I love truly, you know, and I probably was with them in past lives, but you can't do it in this lifetime. But it's okay. You can still love him, but you can also live your own life as well and be happy with what you have and the things that you can make on your own as far as abundance, happiness, and things of that nature. You don't have to put yourself in a square box and just wait. You understand what I'm saying? Just because you're living your own life does not mean that you don't love this person. Sometimes the timing is just not right. So don't dog yourself out waiting, because you never know how long it's going to take, and you don't want to miss out on something that can potentially be even better.
Oh yeah, I understand that. Even though I do feel strongly about him, I always have my options open.
Okay. Good. All right,
Naeem, I'll let Keisha handle you, man. I got you in the network, so I get with you.
Okay.
All right, where we at here? Caller from the 443-393. Paulette, what's happening?
Hi, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's going on? How you guys?
Good. Okay. I just want a general reading.
Okay.
All right, just a moment.
While Keisha's shuffling, I'll go ahead and get out the way. For these next 8 months, I want you to focus on finances and a tremendous drive there, but it's something that can be unexpected, which could go up or down on the finances. So just what you do is don't gamble too hard. And what I mean by that's not physically gamble. I'm just saying just be a little conservative on finances because there's a market there that suggests that things could suddenly go one way. All right. So then again, you know, if you're a risk taker, it could be a time that you could take a nice risk and it could pay off. My whole thing is I just want you to be mindful that the unpredictable aspect of it is up or down. And if you're not making any type of investments, no making any type of move, then just play the conservative role because it's something that unexpectedly can come up within these 8 months that could be a financial strain to you, and you want to be best prepared for it as possible.
Okay.
Cool. And I will also say on the quick next 30 days, too, romance could potentially heat up. And if you're in a relationship, it's the same thing. The relationship at this time could take more of a romantic term. If you're not in a relationship, then the masculine energy can be coming into your life at this particular time right now to bring some fun and, you know, just bring the fun and romantic aspect there. And, too, if you want to have children, these next 30 days is a perfect window for conception time. And if you don't want to, this is a time that you don't do that, so you wouldn't conceive. But that's what the next 30 days look like for you.
Okay, thank you.
Cool, all right.
There's a little bit of disloyalty that is taking place. And when this type of energy comes about, Paulette, you also want to be careful as far as any legal endeavors, like if there's any type of legal things that you're dealing with, it could possibly not go in your favor, okay? But when I say disloyalty, like maybe perhaps someone you felt you may have been able to trust is not so trustworthy. You're going to hear some good news, but certain things need to take place first, and then it's going to come to you. And also, you're going to enjoy yourself tremendously with either family, friends, or relatives, sisters, but they're all females. It's like women's fun that I see. It's very, very positive energy being able to get together with females, enjoy yourself, so to say. And right now you've got really good energy with meeting and networking as well. So any type of business meetings or just, you know, meeting people on a personal aspect, socialization, any of those things, very, very powerful, positive energy there. And then within the next 45 days, you've got a lot of achievements. So it's like the things that you set out to do are definitely going to manifest and work out in your favor. Now, in your attitude position is something to do with disagreement. So there's obviously some sort of disagreement that has taken place or is of some sort of significance as far as situations that are taking place right now. Also, the guarding your health card, you want to be careful because there could possibly be something that is ailing you that you're overlooking. It could be like a cold or something like that, or it can be, like I said, it could also be something that has been bothering you for quite some time and you've been ignoring it. So, you know, just be careful with your health. Now, that energy is falling in your abode, inside of your home. So that also can indicate that if it isn't you, it can be someone inside of the house. So I definitely see something to do with someone watching their health. And I do want to say, if you ignore it, it's not going to go away. It will only get worse. I see that how you're feeling on the inside is organization. You just want to get things together and organized and kind of lined up so that things can take place easier, which is, you know, absolutely what needs to be done. There's going to be some people that say something about you or do a little bit of gossiping about you, and it's going to come and you're going to hear it, and it's going to be hurtful, okay? But, you know, sticks and stones, simple as plain as that, and I'm just arming you for it, so be aware. And it's probably, like I say, going to come from someone that you may feel as though you trusted, you know, that disloyalty energy that I'm picking up on. It comes with some gossip. There is a girl, adolescent youth, a female, that Spirit is saying is very significant. Her energy is of significance at this time in your life. She's very close to the Creator. She's intuitive, very innocent, sweet, sweet girl, would definitely have your best interest at heart. If you don't have any daughters or nieces or something like that, just keep your eye out, because it's a young lady who looks to you for one particular reason or another. And I also see some picking up some energy on a fortunate trip. So if it isn't you going out of the state or something like that, it could just be like, you know, a day trip or something like that. But I definitely see any type of trips or little journeys through the day or whatever. It's definitely, definitely got positive energy with it, and it can be fortunate for you.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what? Let me add on, Paulette, to that deception factor, because it is there. That's more to it. It's definitely in the legal arena / relationship arena. Even though I gave a marker in 30 days to talk about romance increasing, but, you know, it's definitely something that's there as far as the more of a relationship aspect goes. So you have to be you have to make sure that you see people for who they are, not what you want them to be. That's the classic aspect of what's going on right now. So it's kind of like making sure you're not in la-la land, you're not in the fantasy with the person, because it feels good. It's just, you know, you're seeing it for what it really is. And then on the highest side, it really represents unconditional love and a beautiful spiritual union. I call this market right here where the couple have they all white and gold on, walking on the beach, looking at the sunset or sunrise. So it's that type of ideal type of relationship, you know. And it's really a marker where your fantasy can come true type of thing, but just don't lose yourself with fantasy / reality. Make sure that it's real inside the relationships. And as far as the legal arena goes, if you happen to experience anything in that department, honest with you, this is a long one. This is a long, we call it a long transit. This would be this energy deception in the legal arena / relationships is something that would be here for like the next 12 years. So it's like a generational thing right now of what's taking place for you. So you know, just be, you know, mindful and just what we call you use your spiritual intuition in these matters and double check and dot your I's and cross your T's when it comes to, like, contractual agreements and not allowing someone else to tell you what things are, because that's what their job is to do. It's like with this, when it comes to contracts and legal stuff, you have to come up behind them and make sure that things are done. All right?
Okay. I like that. Thank you so much.
All right. We got it. So, all right. Well, keep us posted.
Thank you.
All right. What we at here? 203-569. What's your name and what's your question?
Peace, Ampua and Keisha. This is Dakita. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Peace, Dakita.
Nothing. Keisha, you sound so calm. I'm glad you did your 21-day fast. I can feel your difference.
Thank you. I kind of got thrown off for a minute, but I am back. Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Generally speaking, I'm also in a conundrum with my energy, my thoughts, my timing. Everything is basically off for me right now. And also, Keisha, can you look into last night, my fire alarm went off in a different part of my house unexpectedly, unprovoked. And the last time I experienced this was in September. And that happened in my living room, and the next day my lights was off. So can you tell me what was that beeping, alarming going off for?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, so period point blank, that was a warning from your ancestors, the spirits, you know, that are around you, that protect you. They want you to be careful. It's like somebody around in the neighborhood or something. I feel like they're younger. They're of adolescent. Not children, but more like older teens. Breaking in and doing things that they shouldn't do. So it was definitely a warning. The first card that I turn over when I ask the spirits is the nine of wands reverse. So that means they're saying keep your guard up, be on aware, be cautious, okay? So they were just, it was a warning sign, like be aware of your surroundings and the people that are around you, so to say. But aside from that, Nikita, you've got some really good energy coming in as far as money is concerned. The Ace of Pentacles, so that's great. What that means is the crowning position is probably the best position that card can be in, because that means that's what you're manifesting for yourself, and ultimately that's your goal, that's your destiny that is going to take place. And what it is in that position is money by the abundance that comes in at a steady rate. So whatever you're doing as far as money or, you know, trying to manifest certain things for the future, you are totally on point, and it is all going to work out for you. There's going to be some bad news, too, that you're probably going to hear. Well, you're not going to probably hear it. You're going to hear it, okay, because it's a special message. I don't feel like it's going to pertain to you or your family, but it's just going to be some sort of bad news. It might even be pertaining to the area or the neighborhood that you live in.
It's crazy you said that.
Yeah.
Because I dreamt the other night. I'm sorry, Keisha. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I dreamt the other night that my mattress was outside, and I was sleeping outside, and I was comfortable sleeping outside, so I didn't know what was that about. And then the next day,
all of that is pertaining. See how you dreamt that? Those are the ancestors communicating with you, and if they feel that they weren't able to get through to you, then they'll turn the light off, they'll turn the oven off, they'll turn, you know, they'll do certain things, you know, just to get your attention to say, hey, you know, listen to what we're saying. And it definitely, like I say, it pertains to the area that you live in, the neighborhood, so to say. They're saying don't make bad decisions. Always make sure you make good decisions, because there were times in the distant past years ago where you made decisions by not following your first mind, and it's like you knew you shouldn't have done it, but you did it anyway, and then when it didn't work out, damn. So they're saying that has a lot to do with why things are the way they are now. So don't allow that to continue in your life. Like, do away with that and learn to follow your intuition. You obviously have ancestors that are constantly with you and communicating with you. So utilize that to your best advantage.
Definitely will. Thank you. And when I get blessed, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to pay my tithes and offerings.
Who is the man in your family that's a wizard?
Oh, I have several of them. Did this one pass?
You got some on the other side?
I got a whole bunch of them. There's a whole bunch.
It's like,
my grandfather
Yeah.
He's still alive, though, my grandfather, and he's the grand one to me.
Nah, you got strong, this strong masculine warrior, older, wise.
And I've been feeling
wizards.
That.
You know, that,
I've been
that,
feeling
that.
I've
there.
Been feeling like I want to just punch somebody. I don't know why.
That's well, I'll tell you why. But see, you want to be careful too, because you got secret enemies type stuff that have come out right now.
All the time.
But you're also potentially be in conflict with someone what we would call in an authoritative position. This
mm-hmm.
would be like a boss or supervisor, government authority type of thing. So you want to be extremely mindful. See, it's an 8-month advisory I've been giving people. You fit the bill for a couple areas in your life that's going to be affected at one time, whether it be with people in authoritative positions. And also, if you're in a relationship, that could be challenged at this particular time. And this is when I say conflict, obviously that represents some form of aggression. So that means aggression, some type of dispute. It can be verbal or physical in relationships or with people in authoritative positions. But, you know, stay away from, not that you do, but stay away from all illegal activity, even just rolling with people who may smoke or whatever, because where one of these planets is it's in the house of lockup right now. And that's the same energy that got something to do with this gossiping or things that's going to come out. That's the lockup energy. But on the high side of that same energy is actually telling you, hey, ground yourself, because a lot of spiritual insight, far as dreams, intuition, is about to heighten for you during this particular period. So these are both sides of the coin of the same energy. You see what I'm saying? So even if you're feeling physically frustrated, this is a marker where you're supposed to exhaust your physical energy. Go work out, hit the gym. It's not necessary. See, it's an oxymoron. In one aspect, it is about spirituality, but at the same time, it's about you exuding physical energy. So you have to do both. You have to, like, wake up, work out, and then do your meditations and things. Like, you got to do both physical and spiritual for this duration of 8 months for you. And that's how you balance that energy out for you and whatnot. But whatever you're doing on the ancestral aspect, they got your back. That's some man that came through and set the alarm off for you that watches you, you know, heavily, you know, in that gateway. And most importantly, in this lifetime, you could never really it's not meant for you to be and I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying never go down the path of being a liar and not telling the truth and deceiving folks, because a lot of the karma comes from that area right there. You know what I mean? So don't go down that path. That's not for you. What's for you is being a truth speaker and a spiritual truth seeker at the same time. And then you get crowned a whole bunch of points when you do that. All right?
I have one more question, then I'll let everyone else get their turn. With this energy that you said is coming in, because I am prone to wilding out and being locked up in the hospital, truth be told, will this reach me? It will?
You said, will it reach you? Yeah, because that's
will
why I said, when I said, when I said the locked up energy, when I said, you know, this police or something like that, man, that's it. Like, that's mental hospitals, anything dealing with confinement, period, is this transit that's taking place for the next 8 months for you. So it's very likely, if you have a history of that, this is a time frame within the next 8 months that it is more likely than it's ever been before right now. And that's why I say that the best thing to do for you, it seems like, will be to balance your spiritual aspect out with actually doing some physical things. You got to transmute the physical energy. It's about working out, or it's something that you have to do physically to exhaust it. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then it's also potentially sexual frustration as well. So you may have to transmute that. But if you got a healthy relationship, keep it healthy at that particular point right there, because then that can turn into something. You see what I'm saying? If it's all blocked up or someone is feeling neglected or something. So you have to do both. Exhaust physical energy and invest your time in spiritual aspects. So you have to do them. They both need to go 50-50 every single day to the best of your ability. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, the switchboard be acting crazy sometimes. Oh, yeah. Okay, 347-471, you there?
Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Hi.
Hi,
hey,
what's your name?
Damari. Damari, what's going on?
I just want a general reading.
All right, Damari.
General reading.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous.
I'm not. Yeah, no. So, 46. Yeah, talking to you. One, two, three, four, five.
So right now, Damari, everything that is taking place is taking place in accelerated motion, which means things are moving forward at a steady pace, but even could be moving swiftly as well. For you to be nervous, you have a absolutely wonderful reading and wonderful energy around you, and you're in a good place in your life right now. You've got a massive amount of patience. It eludes out of your attitude. Like, you speak patience. Your energy is that of patience. And then your aura that eludes around you is nothing but intuition. You're very, very intuitive, and you're extremely when it comes to your intuition. And again, Spirit is saying patience and planning at this point in your life is the absolute key, because within the next 60 days, it's nothing but triumph. It's like, you know, you've already gotten through the obstacles, so now you're running through the finish line, so to say. But you have to realize was a sacrificial period in your life, but you already went through it. You've already sacrificed. You've already did what you had to do, so now you're reaping the benefits. And you're crowned by the fulfillment of your wishes. So that means that, girl, everything that you want in life that is practical, that you said to yourself, you know, you would like to see take place in your life is going to manifest. And it is all because you have sacrificed, you've been being patient, you planned the right way, and things are right now headed in that direction. There's a very, very authoritative man that I feel like you desire him. He is he's like a laid-back type of guy, and he's got your best interest at heart, a good man. But see, with that, the relationship, if it is a relationship now, it is going to deepen. It's going to get better gradually with time. And if you guys aren't together yet, oh, you definitely will be. And there's also going to be some sort of recognition or reward that you own. I mean, that you earn, excuse me, like a certification or a credential, something that you worked for that you were able to get that's going to be beneficial for you. So that is really very, very good. And Spirit is saying that rest assured, because you have finally got to that position in your life where you have found balance within yourself. So, I mean, that is amazing. That's an amazing triumph. I mean, I'm still working on it. I mean, truly. And they're saying that you're there. And they're also saying that when you deal with people and you make your decisions, that your intuition is always so on point. They want you to know that you need to stand your ground. So follow your intuition, go with your first mind, and stand your ground. Don't allow people to talk you out of something or make you do things their way when you already know your way, or, you know, the right way, so to say. So bottom line, stand your ground. You have already sacrificed. You found balance within. Your wishes are going to be fulfilled in life. You've got this wonderful love relationship that is going to prosper, and you've got recognition and reward. And see, all of this is a major accomplishment for you because in the distant past, years ago, there was a lot of mental conflict that you went through. It's like, and when I say mental conflict, I mean like going back and forth, being extremely indecisive. Like one minute you want to do this, then the next minute, nah, I'm not going to do it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do it. Nah, I'm going to, you know, you used to do that a lot and torture yourself with it. And so that right there had a major influence and impact on your life right now. And you've pretty much come out of all of that. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, Damari, what kind of work you do? Do you work in the legal field, anything like that?
No.
What kind of work you do?
I don't work right now.
Okay. You have, like, a lot of energy over there. Especially going general, I just want to tell you what your what they call the soul's mission, the lesson is in astrology this go around for you is focusing in on loving relationships. This is like a loving marriage. Loving marriage, romance type of thing. And it's like, because it's like your past marking from a past life represents where you put yourself first and your ideas of the group that was all about humanity and change. You put that first at the expense of not building a relationship or possibly not even building a relationship, a loving relationship with just not your mate but also children and whatnot. So this theme for you in this lifetime is really about growing into the area of your relationship and your children and whatnot. Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, yeah. So it's about really just growing, you know, growing with them, seeing them grow, being active with them and whatnot, and then the same thing in your love life and whatnot. So what are some of your biggest life lessons this go around is in that department?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
What are we at here? Call from the 706-814.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. Okay. I want a reading for love and relationships and money. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Okay, so if it is
post
you have in mind, or
huh?
Is there a specific person that you have in mind as far as your relationship, or you just want to know a relationship in general?
Just relationships in general.
Hey, what is your name?
Nalia.
Nalia. All right, love. Let me see.
Relationships and money. My two
biggest
things right now.
Honey. Well, Nalia, there is a male that is around that is very dishonest. And he plays games and he be lying and going back and forth about different things. And it's not necessarily just you, but that's just how he is in general. And I also see the Three of Swords in the other's attitude position. So if it's like somebody that you had in mind or that you might have just been dealing with, there's definitely some type of energy of a love triangle going on. Like, it wouldn't just be you and that individual. There's somebody else that's involved as well. And that's why I say he's dishonest. Now, as far as money is concerned, your obstacle is the Three of Pentacles. So there's something that you're supposed to be earning or learning or getting that is going to help you with your finances as far as even in the future, like, you know, help you on a real, real permanent basis. And when I say earning, I mean it could be just reading up on some knowledge that is going to help you advance, or it could be you earning some sort of licensing or something like that, but that is definitely of significance. You're very, very successful, and you made a lot of achievements even in the past, so that was a good foundation for right now. And you have the Justice card, so that's great. I love that card because that means that the things that are wrong in your life are going to be put right. And then, of course, if you got any legal endeavors or legal issues, they're going to go your way as well. I also see some travel coming up for you, and I see a relationship that, but it's in your attitude, so this is what you're wanting. This is what you're like, you know, you feel like you deserve, and I agree. It is a relationship that has financial stability and grounding. It's like a very blessed union, you guys loving each other and being able to make money together and on your own and have a really good firm foundation in finances. You also have a high level of sexual energy, and you're a magician. So you can manifest whatever it is that you want, whatever relationship that you want, whatever. All you got to do is put the energy in the universe, and it will come your way because you have that spiritual gift. There is some major conflict that I see that is going to be taking place, and I also feel like in the future there's going to be some type of automobile issues. So I don't know if you have a car, need a car, or something like that, or going to need a car, or, you know, going to have automotive problems, maintenance, something to that field. I see that is, you know, it's going to happen based on the way things are taking place right now. So be mindful of that. There's a lot of discord and there's some chaos and stuff that I see that is very significant. Spirit is saying it's a special message. But I can tell you what, everything that's positive comes from you, and everything that's negative comes from that male energy that I picked up on. So pretty much the love situation, and like I say, with your money, is something that you need to earn or some sort of knowledge you need to get or credential or something that's really going to set you over the edge to where you'll be stable financially in the future.
Okay, well, I just started back going to school for accounting. I'm really good with numbers. That's Jupiter and Virgo.
Right, there you go. That's
I'm
it right
very
there.
Good with numbers.
Yeah, that's it right there. That's the obstacle. So once you obtain that degree or certificate in that field, boom, you've got a really good stable foundation. So that is the money aspect. And like I said, as far as the guy, he's not the one.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Thank you. That was very enlightening. Ampo, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, I would say, you know, I would say romance, I would go more of late March, well, mid-March into May. I would look into that window right there. Anytime before that, I think it's just, if it's new love, I think it's potentially troublesome in a sense if it's not very mature. But it's more favorable, if it's more favorable during that time of the year. And then I also think that it's just, especially since you know terms, Jupiter and Virgo. When you look at, pay attention to your Neptune and Uranus in the second house and how that square your Sun in the fifth, right?
Mm-hmm.
That represents that represents potentially extreme worst case scenario. That represents a man trying to steal your money, because the sun is masculine energy, and the fifth house is love, right? And then Neptune in the second is deception, and Uranus represents it's sudden. So therefore, someone can try to steal your money. So that's why it's a square. So you have to be careful with that. Who you're sharing your finances with, who you allow to have access to that particular aspect of yourself. So that's why I would just, I will wait to more favorable times. And I think more favorable times is just, from March to May up in that area. Obviously that encompasses your birthday. And even if someone is around, keep it on friendship vibes, but see if they could stand the test of time when you get around to that area of space where things are a little bit more congruent for you. And if they're still there, then that represents the maturity of the relationship.
Okay. Does that have anything to do with Venus and Capricorn squaring my natal Venus and Aries?
That has something to do with it, as far as why I would say not the time right now. But even with Venus and Capricorn, think about that. Venus is going to hit Neptune, which is great. That's a beautiful alignment. But like you said, that's going to square your natal Venus. And technically, well, I think what Venus is in the sky right now, she at 28. Yeah, it squares your sun exactly to the degree, right? But it don't square your Venus. But however, it does by sign placement, and it will, because Venus is going to retrograde anyway. So the love life right now, and it's the square, Venus square is not necessarily a bad harmonic. It's not bad. However, the angle in itself still suggests that there's a little tension there, although it don't come off that way. So it's just not, it's just not really favorable at this particular time. But I would just say, see people for who they are and just be easy versus more of the more of the traditional, let's lock it up right now and say we a couple. Just kind of be easy into the energy shift in the more favorable times. So now it's like a good probationary period to observe human behavior, especially since you know how to read some of this information. So, it's about observing human behavior at this particular time.
Okay.
That's one factor. And then look at Uranus. You got Uranus on Venus. Transit Uranus on Venus. Transit Uranus is like, oh, no, I want to suddenly change your relationship. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Got a couple things going on. A lot of things. Got Pluto and Capricorn on top of all this stuff. It's a lot of stuff going on right now. So.
All right. Well, thank you guys. Huh? You've been very helpful and enlightening.
You're welcome.
All right, take care.
All right.
All right, please.
Hi.
Let's see something here. What happened? Hey, is this Michelle? Michelle 111, you there? Hello, 111. Uh oh, I heard somebody. You there? 111.
That was me, Pamela. I'm not Michelle.
Oh no, I don't know what happened. What happened to Michelle? Well, go ahead, Pamela.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
I'm from New York, and there's a lot going on, and I just would like a general read.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's see what's going on.
When's your birthday?
7463.
Mm-hmm. Are you from Sirius? And what time were you born?
10:42 p.m.
And what city?
New York.
You still in New York?
Yeah, and I feel like I need to get out.
You want to get out?
Yeah.
Let me see what you got.
I see that you've got the changeable future, which means it's a whole bunch of things hitting you all at once, and a lot of them you just don't have no control over them, Being able to get out and socialize is going to be a good thing for you. Like, but it's an obstacle because it's like Spirit is saying it's good for you to do it, but you can probably at this point think of a million reasons why it's not a good time for you to do it. You do got a lot of achievements, though, that are coming your way that's on you right now, and you're very organized. However, impractical is a serious issue. And the impractical card means not spending your money wisely. And it's not necessarily like on bills, so to say, but it's just like learning to only spend on bills and necessities and saving when it comes to wants. And that's very serious as far as what the ancestors are saying, because they're making me, you know, push you to tell you, like, they're making a big deal out of it. And also you're worrisome. It's like you stress a lot. Mm-hmm. And if it's not you, then it's somebody in the house. And it's like so much stress to where something small can take place and you worry and worry and worry. You kind of create the situation to get bigger. There's an old woman and an old man. And both of those people have been unhappy in the way their life turned out. So they just always trying to poke in other people's business and just kind of keep things going. And then there's also a woman that has children that's all about herself, too. She's selfish. She's a mom, but she don't sacrifice for her kids. She is all about what's good for her. Mm-hmm. And then I pick up on a good marriage, like, and if it isn't a legal, you know, legally married, it's still a marriage, two people that are in love and feeling the same way about each other with a very, very close-knit and tight bond. With you, there was a lot of women's treachery in the past, so I don't know, people probably were, it was a lot of females that were jealous of you.
You're doing it now. I feel it now.
Then why? Is the reason why everything is the way that it is right now. So, I mean, I
don't feel like even to just go, when I go out, it's like evil eye everywhere. I don't know why,
yeah.
You know, and it's just, mm-hmm. I think I need to do a private with you two guys.
Oh, that's funny. I was just going to tell you that because
okay.
There's too many people that I pulled up in just this little mini reading, you know, an old man, an old woman, you know, it's just a lot. I pulled up like four different people, and there's a lot that is going on. So I was just going to tell you that you needed to go and get a private consultation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Ampu, what you got for me?
I see, if you're going to move, realistically, honestly, I think I see moving is more in your, in two more years, it's really 2 to 3 more years, 2 more years, you really start to feel it, like an opportunity to really be there. And if you do move beforehand, just keep in mind there's potential that you'll be moving again within 2 to 3 years. So that's when I see as far as the moving aspect goes. And in the East Coast, it's something that, you know, for you, that's a lot of hard work and potential stress, but it's success. It's success like you've never seen, and if you grind all your life, but it's not necessarily some of the more joyous and happiness energy that's over there for you. That energy for you is over on towards the Phoenix, Arizona area. You know,
southwest,
southwest up in that region, more closer. Thank you, Tom. More closer to Phoenix, to be exact.
Okay.
You know, is where that energy is for you. And even the aspect, there's another ray that's good in California as well. You know. And you have a vortex of energy that goes smack dab through Hawaii, you know.
Somebody's been trying to get me to go to Hawaii, okay.
Yeah, you got a major vortex. A lot of people don't get these kind of vortexes. You got maybe like...
You know what, I want to my new life. I'm tired of here. I'm tired of the circumstances here, and I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You would do, there is home... Hawaii is like it heals your soul. It's a lot of healing that takes place when that's your home. And at the same time, too, it makes you a very dominant player if you want to do anything in the public or career matters. It makes you very dominant. You're just able to achieve. You have energy to achieve things and whatnot. Or, like I said, to take it a little bit more to the west. But over there in the east, it's where you work it's where you work hard at in life, but it's not necessarily where you can enjoy life, so to speak. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's really it. I just wanted to look at a map real fast and then look at a timeline. And just keep, again, be mindful if you do move before 2 or 3 years, yeah, it's just highly likely that you'll be moving again. So you won't be, keep it, if you do move, just keep it in the short term range. You know what I mean?
Okay, so I'm going to call you after the show, okay?
Yes, sure.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Thank you, Keisha.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Uncle. Bye.
All right, where we at? We at 1 o'clock, man. I'm a little late, man. We got a big shout out to everybody who sent something over to the Christmas donation. We're actually about to go make that happen within the next hour, literally about to go give. And just visit the website, myastrologycoach.com. Click on the events tab. We actually about to go print out. So we are still at the house. Anybody who wanted to participate in this winter solstice fire puja, you can send your goals over via email. If not, you can burn it yourself. The instructions will be coming out later today anyway. And you can make it happen and join that 7-week miracle class, man, miracle prayer class, where we embrace the pure light of the Creator. And if you're not on the mailing list, join the mailing list, because I sent that email out, Miracle Class Prayer, and you'll see that picture in that email. So if you didn't check your email, just check it if you're on the mailing list. If not, just scroll to the bottom of My Astrology Coach and join the mailing list. And Keisha, take us out of here.
Thank you for your support. We will see you next week, same place, same time. The key is call in 15 minutes early. You got to do it. Otherwise, you're just going to wind up listening to the show and not being able to get your free mini reading. You guys, keep in mind, these are only mini readings. This is just a fraction, a teeny, teeny sample of what we give you in a full consultation. Full consultations can be found at www.myastrologycoach.com. Click on the consultations tab and select the double dose. It is definitely the best reading you will ever get. Enjoy the holiday season, and peace and love to all.
Yes, peace.